The Final Four is here. Maybe not the teams I expected to be there and no one else expected to be there, but it is here. And the game starts Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And the women's Final Four is here. And their games start Friday. Woo! It's April 2nd. March Madness technically over. But now we're getting into championship basketball. Let's fucking go! Alright, so let's very quickly recap the bracket. So we got we got four teams left in the men's basketball tournament. We have the number one overall seed, UConn, who has still been fucking dominating, just like last year. Double point, just everything. Double digit wins, just covering spreads like crazy. Just they're unstoppable at this point. And they will be matched up against Alabama in the Final Four. Alabama coming off beating UNC and Clemson in their last two matchups. Not necessarily a cakewalk. And by beating UNC, they basically just shut RJ Davis down. That dude went 0 for 9, three-pointers. Just a terrible performance on his part. I'm pretty sure he let the team down. And Baycott is gone. Baycott is no longer a Tar Heel. It's great, but it's also like, well, if he's gone, what the fuck are they going to get now? Like, you know something's coming. You know they prepared for this. You know they went crazy on the portal and shit because they're like, we're losing our big guy. We're going to have to go get us another big guy. And they're probably going to get – fuck, don't get Zach Eddy. I don't fucking know, man. It's worried about that? Yeah. Yeah, it's okay to worry about that. But Alabama will be representing that side of the bracket. So Alabama-UConn will be – first game of the Final Four, and then the second game is going to be the number one seed from their bracket, Purdue, is going to take on the Cinderella of the year, the biggest Cinderella I've seen in a long time. It's the NC State Wolfpack. NC State was not supposed to be in the tournament. Then they went on a five-day run, 5 days in a row, winning the ACC tournament, taking out Duke, taking out North Carolina, just taking out fucking everybody. They are on a path of destruction. And once again, in the Elite Eight, they took down Duke to advance to the Final Four. I think they've been in underdogs in every single game they've played, and they prevailed every time. And it's all thanks to Big Sexy. I think DJ Burns, this big fucking ballet of a man, has incredible moving skills for a big guy. And he's not just tall, he's a fat fuck, okay? He's a fat fuck. They also got this other dude that's doing Ramadan. He didn't eat or drink anything leading up to and during the Duke game because it was set in the afternoon. So the poor guy pushed through. Now, he did get in foul trouble in the Duke game, so he didn't play as much. But everybody else really stepped up for the Wolfpack. They are the team of destiny. They're carving through. For some reason, they just won't go fucking down. Duke had a terrible shooting performance, and I acknowledge and applaud NC State's defense. Like that's what kept them in the game. That's what's kept them in all the games. They should have been down by double digits at halftime, but they were able to push through and get to where they need to be. And now they're here. And what's great about that school, NC State women, is in the Final Four as well. But NC State will be taking on Purdue. It'll be Zach Eadie versus Big Sexy DJ Burns. I can't wait to see that. Zach Eadie does not get fucking fouls called on him. For some reason, his length, his size, they don't call fouls on him. It's not like he doesn't fucking foul. If a player goes up and his hands aren't straight fucking up in the air and he kind of leans them down and he doesn't block the ball, that is a foul. If you run into his arm, that's a foul. They call it on everybody else, but they don't call it on him for some reason. I want Purdue to go down badly. I'm rooting for State hard in this tournament. It would be awesome for them to win the whole thing. When they should, they went from not even supposed to be in there, not even considered in the bubble, to heavy underdogs. I think they're like plus 1,600 to win the tournament now. And it's like, yeah, that's fair. And I don't see it happening, especially how UConn's been playing. But Alabama, if they get on a hot streak with three-pointers, they could easily upset UConn. And I think there's so many people that are putting money on UConn to win the whole thing, which is very smart. You know, it's very smart. But if there is a team that's going to bring them down, it's not going to be Purdue, and it's not going to be State. It's going to be Alabama. Alabama playing like they have. Alabama can't, the fucking analytics coach, whatever his name is, you know, he wants all of his guys shooting threes. 3 points worth more than 2 points, so let's fucking take more 3-pointers. It makes sense, except for you see teams that live and die by the three, they have off games in this tournament. Every one of them, all the top 10 three-point shooting teams are just collapsing at the worst moments. Duke and Carolina both basically live off by the three and have great shooters. All their shooters had off days. So, you know, it is what it is, but I would love to see UConn NC State in the championship. But what would really be sick is if Alabama was able to pull off the upset and NC State was able to pull off the upset, an NC State Alabama college basketball final. A game that nobody expected. I doubt there's any bracket out there that has Alabama State in the final. But it could happen. It could happen. It's more than likely going to be UConn-Purdue. And I'm going to watch it, but I have no dog in that fight. If it's up to that, I hope UConn smashes Purdue. I want Purdue out. I don't like their coach, and I don't like how Zach Edey is. It's not that I don't like him. It's like I don't like how he's officiated. And it's shown all year, and you have other people complaining about the same thing. Like, this motherfucker does not get called for fouls. So, when it comes to betting, because we can bet, I choose DraftKings, but bet however. But I'm going to smartly. I would do a parlay, UConn and Purdue to make it to the championship, and you could do all these little first half bets and all that stuff. When it comes to Purdue, NC State, choose the under. I don't know what the line said it right now, but pick the under. NC State does not score that much. Purdue can score that much, but it's more than likely going to be a tough defensive battle, especially with the big guys going at it. NC State can get NC State can get hot behind the line, but I think it's going to be an undersetting. And I would go with the over with Alabama, UConn, because Alabama puts up points. UConn puts up points. I don't see either defenses really stepping up. So that's my lock picks. Take the over with UConn, Alabama. Take the under with NC State, Purdue. Go win free money. You're welcome. And if you want to, you can parlay that together for those two picks or both of those four picks. Ooh, the odds might be really good with that. UConn to win. Purdue to win, and then the over and under picks. Put four of those picks together in a parlay and enjoy the free money, baby. Enjoy the free money. I'm gonna do that right now, actually. Give me a second. So I did that bet. That bet gives you a plus 414 line. So a dollar gets you $4.14. Sweet. I'm going to take that as free money. I'd bet a dollar on it. So I'm going to get $3 profit off of that free money. Free money, guys. Because, like, the spread on UConn, like, UConn wins, like, minus 700 or something. You're not going to make very much unless you put up, like, $200 and you might win some money. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Just go get your free money, guys. All right, thanks for listening to the show. I'll have updates about baseball coaching on the next show. let you guys know how it goes. All right, till next time.